Next week starts our winter session one, which means we have a program for anyone from 6 weeks old to 100 years old. We have classes for parent taught, so just the little ones. Of course, we have the kids zone available for kids 6 weeks and up. And then, of course, we have preschool programs, swimming, soccer, t-ball. We have all the school age programs with karate and family yoga, youth yoga, and then, of course, programs for adults. So really, there's an activity for the whole family at the Y.
It really seems like, again, this falls into sort of the push to really increase not only activity, but wellness and things to do across the whole family scope at the Y.
Mm-hmm. Coming to the Y is a fun place for the whole family. You know, they can all get activity. The kids play in the kids' gym and their cheeks get all rosy and they're sweating and they don't even realize they're really exercising. You know, and, you know, moms and dads can work out or go in the sauna or pool while their kids play. And it's just it's a nice place for everyone to get healthy and just that healthy lifestyle, you know, and those healthy behaviors are really important to teach kids.
What's there, you know, you talk about with adults and things like that to take part in, what are some of the options they have?
We have a lot of fitness services, but a few that I'd like to touch on this morning is we have a new smoking cessation class called Freedom from Smoking through the American Lung Association. And we're really excited about giving back to our community and, you know, helping people, helping businesses and just anyone that wants to quit smoking. We also have the Live Strong at the YMCA session starting in February, and that's for any cancer survivor in Marquette County.
Yeah, tell us a little bit about that. That's a relatively new program at the Y, but touches a lot of different folks and families. Tell us a bit about that.
Yes, it's just giving cancer survivors, again, a free program for 12 weeks that they can come to the Y and get their health back, you know, get back to that either new normal or if they want their old normal. And they exercise, we have presenters come in, we talk about nutrition, just really health and wellness. And they can bring family in, they get a free membership. And it's just really giving back to them and letting them increase their quality of life and, you know, have that support from other cancer survivors as well.
How important is that support for folks in this situation?
It's very important, especially, you know, a lot of people don't get that support. They may have a very tight family, but they might not get that support they need and just people that really understand. And so the support aspect of the program really, they start that. You know, the YMCA staff, we help with the exercise and the nutrition and the health, but the cancer survivors, they really connect and, you know, they go after class, they go have coffee and, you know, there's just friendships that form forever.
Jenna, as we look at the schedule, just other points that you want to make sure people know about to come in and take part in, especially when we're kind of in this winter time here where maybe, well, yesterday was different. We may not see so much sun or whatever. Activity is really good at this time of year to do something.
Yes, definitely. It's good to get some exercise, mentally, physically, emotionally, everything, you know, and just come to the Y with your family to a fun place.
Wait, what do you guys do? Like if someone wants to just sort of show up and say, you know, give me a tour or whatever, or can they get like just a day pass or something and just try it out? Tell us a little bit about that.
Sure. We have day passes. Definitely. They can come in for a tour. They can come in, let their kids see if they feel comfortable and play in the youth rooms. That's no problem. Yeah. They can just stop by and visit us and we'll be happy to help them and really see what the needs are for their family because every family is different.
So what are the key programs again that you're talking about, especially for the adults now with the new smoking cessation program and whatnot? Tell us about that again.
So we have, again, next week, January 6th, starts all of our winter session programs for really any age, the sports, karate, family yoga, youth yoga. And then we have the adult programs, the smoking cessation, which is Freedom from Smoking. We also have the Live Strong at the YMCA Cancer Survivorship Program. And then another one kicking off in January is our YMCA's Diabetes Prevention Program. And you know, we know that 79 million Americans are pre-diabetic, are at risk for developing diabetes. So we partnered with the CDC and the YUSA, and we are offering this program to the community. It's a year program. It's a lifestyle behavior change class for people that, again, are at risk for developing diabetes. And they don't exercise in the class. It's a classroom setting. It's once a week for 16 weeks, and then there's monthly sessions following that. They do get a free membership if they want to exercise. But really the goals are exercise or physical activity for 150 minutes a week is the, you know, the goal after the 16 weeks and then just losing 7% of their body fat. And that drastically decreases their chances of developing diabetes.
And that's also looking at the other parts beyond exercise into the nutrition, diet, and other lifestyle changes.
Yes, it goes into stress reduction, goals, social cues, you know, your family, just, and it's really, you know, the person owns that behavior change. The lifestyle coaches help them do that, but it's been very successful. The people that have gone through our two classes so far have lost that 7%, and their labs, when they come back from their doctor, are amazing. I mean, really, those small changes can make a huge impact.
Well, if people want to find out more about that program or other ones, what's the best way?
They can give me a call at the Y at 227-YMCA. Stop in, visit us, come for a tour, sit down with us, and we'll help you. Otherwise, our website at www.ymcamqt.org.